Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Graceful Grind podcast. I am Diana, and we have Denise.
Hello.
I'd say we're ready to go, so... Never mind. I'm not even going to do it.
Do it.
Let's go.
Come on, do it.
Now, I was going to say something silly, and then I thought it was going to be cool, and then I looked at your face, and I chickened out. So never mind.
I was waiting for it because you prepped me.
I know. Only because it was good in the moment. Never mind, guys. Anyways.
All right. Well, we're here.
We are here. Welcome. So, how was your week?
Ordinary. The way it is, you know, I was thinking about that. I'm thinking about my week and what I wanted to, you know, share.
Yeah.
I wanted to share that there are certain times of the year where my weeks are very the same.
Okay.
You know, my kids are in sports and things like that, so it's very routine.
Yeah.
So most of my time is very... occupied. So not much can happen.
Yeah.
I don't go many places that don't involve, like, I'm going to a sporting event that I also went to the week before. So I just wanted everyone to realize that I don't have that many adventures, but I'm going to share what I'm going to share.
Okay. Well,
adventures come and go, but they're every once in a while, I'll sprinkle one in, but usually it's just every once in a while, it just gets a little mundane. So, okay. but this weekend, it was my niece's birthday, so yes. We got to go ice skating. That was fun. She's one of our triplets, our family triplets. We have three kids that are all the same age at some point in the year. So mm-hmm. We got to go hang out with my girl, and that's Lucy's number one dog on this planet. So it was a good time. Time was had. And she was smiling pretty much the entire time.
As she should.
Yeah. So it was a good time. Major had another football game. And you know what? That team is 6-0 right now. And I just want to say kudos to those little uglies. And guys, don't get mad. That is the team name.
I was.
And they've embraced it. We've embraced it. So fall back.
I was a little bothered in the beginning when I first started coming to games, and I would hear you guys like, yeah, go Uglies. And I'm like, who the fuck are these? Who are you guys talking to?
No, there were some confused fans at this game because we all kind of sat combined, both teams. So there was some confusion at first. But those are our ugly boys. And I just... You know, they're 6-0 and they're dogs. So shout out to them.
Yes, I love hearing it.
But that was on a Sunday. So, you know, the big guy really does enjoy going to his sibling sporting events. So he will almost always join us except for if he has to work. So Sundays work for him because he doesn't have to work. So he went with us. So we decided to turn it into a day. And we went out to lunch after.
I saw that.
It kind of went late because the game started late, so which is fine. It kind of turned into like an early dinner.
Yeah.
And then we went home and watched a movie together. The kids really wanted to watch a horror movie. No, Lucy really wanted to watch a horror movie. Kevon loves horror movies. Me and Major could live without.
Right.
But we're trying to be team players, so we hugged it out. But it was a good time. We made it very funny, so it wasn't as scary. So, you know. We had a good time. So that was fun. And yeah, that was...
What did you guys end up watching?
Please don't judge me, people. The Conjuring.
Oh, okay.
Terrifying. But you know what? It wasn't that bad this time. But yeah.
Yeah.
I made it funny, so I guess it wasn't as bad. But yeah, not the best parenting choice, but whatever. My bad, guys. Could be worse.
I like it.
It's okay. They're fine. No one had any nightmares.
Good.
And if they did,
they didn't
real,
tell you.
Yeah, they're real thugs. And they knew better. Keep it to yourself, okay?
Right. You made us watch this damn movie.
I didn't want to watch it.
I like that.
So that was about it. And, you know, I did have one moment of clarity.
Yeah.
It wasn't even clarity, of confusion in my life because... Something happened between the two little ones. A dispute, I will say. No need to give details. Okay. My verdict at the end was Major should apologize.
Yeah.
So I directed him to Major, apologize to your sister. And he very calmly, not with a single ounce of attitude, not very seriously, "But I am not sorry. Do you still want me to tell her?" And I said, "But Major, you need to apologize to Zuzuka. What you did was blah, blah, blah." And he again said, "Mom, I'm not sorry. Do you want me to lie to her?" And I sat there silently, speechless, because I do not want you to lie to her.
That's the last thing we want.
And that's a good point.
Ah,
it was just a moment, you know, it is. And I noodled on it for days. I've been noodling. I have not gotten an answer. I'm sure at some point, hopefully. Anyone listening, please give me an answer. Because I don't want you to lie. But it was one of those moments of, there's just, if you know the kid, you know that this is 1,000% something he would say.
Absolutely. And be very serious. And I mean, I can only imagine, honestly.
And logic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Logic. I mean, why would he have approached it any other way?
Yeah.
Like, he is a grown man in that tiny body.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, it was. So, yeah, that was probably the most exciting part of my week. Okay.
Breaking up the sibling fight.
Yeah.
I like it.
Man, when I tell you they are so much like me and my brother.
Yeah.
It is. It's literally why I laugh all the time. Like,
yeah.
I'm raising me and my brother.
Yeah.
It's so funny. But, yeah.
That's
shout
incredible.
Out to siblings who just completely rock with each other, but will like to really F each other up from time to time. But don't anyone else do it.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel about my little sister.
Yeah. So how about you? How'd it go?
Work. I had work, you know, was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I did end up having a bad day at work last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucked.
It did.
Big time. Because I think that's what started the spiral for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like the spiral is like hardcore because it's like fast.
Yeah.
I'll get into that. But work and just dealing with crap there. I tried watching over the weekend The Perfect Couple on Netflix.
It's been on my list. I just haven't gotten myself to do it.
Well, I tried.
No. Okay, well, this is off my list.
I remember last time we talked, I mentioned that I ordered some dumplings.
Yeah.
They came.
Did you get the Mila ones?
Yeah.
I cannot wait for you to tell me how delicious they are.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh my God, did you do it?
Yeah.
Was it delicious? Were they not? Oh, I'm going to be sad.
They would have been good if they hadn't come frozen, I mean, thawed out and completely ripped up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was devastated.
Was it the packet? Was it like, does it seem like it was from the journey to the house? Or was it from the warehouse?
I'm for sure it's got to be the journey.
That sucks.
And it came in cool packaging. It was like a, I don't know, like a frozen styled bag and then a styrofoam cooler, like in a box. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it was like pretty cool, you know? Yeah, no, I was devastated.
Sucks.
But what I will say is that this is the one time that I did send an email or respond to, like, you know, hey, your order's arrived.
Yeah.
Tell us whatever, you know? And I did let them know, like, I understand things happen, but I mean, they came like they had never, I mean, like fresh off the fucking dough press or however the fuck you make those things. That's what it is, you know.
There was no soup.
So they sent me another one, which arrived today, which again, no one was home to receive that package. So
oh,
just an, yeah. I've given up on that.
Well, hopefully It'll work out.
You know, maybe I'll, I mean, there's got to be other places I can just fucking buy them here, right?
I think Costco. Well, I saw it on Costco's website. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that necessarily, I don't know, does Costco's, I don't know,
it's this dim sum kick I'm on. I don't know. And it's
I've been craving soup dumplings like
phenomenal.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, it's a good time. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yum. As my mouth
the
is
boys
watering.
Took Key to Korean barbecue for the first time recently.
Who?
Diego and the rest of their little friends.
They went to Korean barbecue?
They're grown ups. They do grown up things. Anyways, the point is it was his first time and he enjoyed it. It was delish.
Yeah, Korean barbecue's the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was very happy.
Yeah, I went out and bought one of those Korean barbecue, like round table plate things. Oh. Yeah. But I mean, it's nothing compared to like having it at the restaurant.
Well, and they're teenagers and they like to have time away from the grown ups so they can say what they want. And
I guess because they've got all that riz, right?
Ew.
Oh.
I don't think it's okay to say the word riz, but I don't think we can.
What
like
is
it? I think it's charisma.
Oh, then what's wrong with saying riz?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to be like
mid
in a what?
It's like mid.
We're gonna not do this.
Oh, okay.
Because then, any chance of our children
being part of anything we've got going on in life
is gonna continue. So let's not.
I'm still also on my workout machine. Stop playing with me.
That part.
Okay. I went ahead and purchased myself a new shower head. It's that rainfall one that is like viral on TikTok.
You know, we do this every time. I don't know this. I don't go on there, so I never see it.
What?
I gotta start, but I'm assuming anything that sounds like a rain shower head sounds like it's gonna be stellar.
Oh yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And it's got like a handle, separate handle, like, you know, to help. Making and that's certainly going to be easier on the back when I'm cleaning the tub, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm looking fucking forward to cleaning my tub now.
Yeah, we're excited
you know?
For this. Grown up stuff, huh?
I can't wait to shower in it. And I just received it yesterday and I just been exhausted. So I'll put it up maybe. Oh, I'll put it up tomorrow morning, actually. Today is my motherfucking Friday.
Oh, did you just realize that?
Yes.
Just have a moment. I love that for you.
Oh, my God.
Saw the joy and excitement.
Oh, my God.
Come across your face. And I am so happy for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
That was better than lighting up a cigarette after making sweet love. Have you ever done that? Light up a cigarette after making sweet harmonious love.
I can't. My stomach hurts. Please don't. I can't do this with you.
Woo! Either way, it is my motherfucking Friday.
Well, congrats, right? I'll be at work tomorrow.
Yes. And not only that, but I will be at the Niners game tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I realized that today when I was looking at the thing.
I saved this very piece of tidbit. This is off, like, this is not even written down because this just happened to me. I worked out in Bellevue today.
Yeah.
On my way home, the 405. Guess what's traveling the opposite way of me?
What?
The Niners team buses.
Shut up.
I'm going to start tearing up.
Oh my gosh. Did you high five anyone?
Oh my God. I start just blowing on my horn, obviously, because I'm a fucking, you know, special ed kid.
Dead ass. Kittle went bananas. So I know he felt it. Because you know he did. You know he was in there like, fuck yeah. You know it. Hell yeah. He definitely heard you, sis.
He's a Hulkamaniac.
Yeah,
for sure.
I definitely know he heard. I'm down.
I mean, and just the patrol, like all of the bike cops, like all around them. Like that was the coolest thing I had seen.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. That sounds so fun.
So I'm going to be at the game tomorrow. I'm excited for that. I cannot
that means
wait.
You get your massage.
And I was just getting ready to say,
I'm so
not
happy.
Only do I have a 4-day weekend and today is my Friday and I get to go to the Niners game tomorrow. Sweet life there as well. Let me just pop that in there. Not to be bougie, but that's exciting for me. I get my massage on Saturday.
Yeah. No wonder you're in a good mood. You mentioned it. You said, I'm in a good mood. Now you know why. You probably inside knew it was your Friday.
Yeah.
Your head just didn't catch up yet until it just hit you.
No, because we're going to get ready to talk about here in a little bit. That's part of why it's so hard for me to like actually be in the moment and enjoy things because, you know, that mind, that wonderful mind.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a fun. Yeah. That's a fun end, right? Like, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like I said, the week had started out pretty rocky. I mean, not this week per se, but towards the end of last week. Since we last spoke.
Yeah. It was rough.
I had a really rough work day the next day, which was, it was terrible.
Trash. Yeah.
That was actually terrible. Yeah. So my high was the sail was legit not, I mean, the wind was knocked beneath the wings, whatever the fuck that saying is, but
you
I know
gave
that.
Gave it a good old college try.
I did. I gave it a whirl. just didn't whirl out the way I thought it was gonna, you know?
Oh my goodness. All right.
But, you know, but that was it. That was my week. Oh, and then, we're going to talk about it again next week, but I just need everybody to know we also have another event to go to next week. Kalani.
Yeah.
Confirmation of those tickets and where to pick them up and so on and so forth, you know. All that's...
We're in there like swimwear.
You know, we are just ready for the candy to come in what?
Our tray. Our candy
no.
tray.
No. Candy to come in handy.
Oh.
God damn it.
I didn't know we were flowing. I didn't know we were rapping.
We were
sorry.
In the studio.
Sorry, my head went to my outfit because my outfit is in my head already.
Okay.
I haven't executed it completely. I have a couple pieces of it already. I'm just, Lucy and I are working on it.
Oh, I'm scared
you know,
of you.
Because I cannot without consulting.
I haven't even, I mean, I gave it a little thought, but I was like, do I really want to go that route that evening or do I want to go a different route that
I just
evening?
Don't know if I can pull it off. So that's, I think I'm going to get everything and try it and see and then take it back if I don't like it and get something else and figure it out.
I'm sure it's going to be
Lucy
fine.
Said I can pull it off, but she's.
Girl, and who gives a fuck? We're going to be having a good time.
That part.
Okay. But yeah, we've got that coming.
Oh, I did.
Oh, go ahead.
Nope.
No, that's all I was going to say. We just got that coming up and I
got to listen to the music.
Of?
The new album, because I haven't heard much of it. I mean, I've probably heard some of it, but I haven't like deep dived into it. So I downloaded the set list.
Ooh, is it a lot of her new stuff?
Yeah, it's a good mix. But like kind of like the same with Chris Brown. Like it's all of the new album and then other stuff sprinkled in.
Okay.
So I need to listen. I want to listen to it so I can make sure I can, you know, I want to make sure I'm engaged.
Right. Just in case what?
She says, Denise, come here.
Right.
Because I'm going to run.
Okay. To do
anything.
Okay.
Yep.
Just want to make sure we're, you said it here first.
I feel like that's everyone's answer.
Well, I'm just going to play the playlist so that I can actually know what songs she's going to be singing.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited. Funny story.
Okay. Yep.
So went to the game of majors this weekend, and I'm not going to get into it all the way, but like, long story short, someone said something to me implying, someone I used to date said something implying that my children should have been his.
Oh.
Listen.
No,
it's not as good as it sounds.
That's
I'm not
caliente.
Even going to get into the details. No, it's not great. I'm not going to get into the details because...
Anyway.
The point is, it wasn't cute. Anyhow. But my oldest got wind of it.
Yeah.
And the way... I mean, I expected, you know, normal how he is, kind of like, you know, make a joke or something. He said, I will kill him.
Oh.
I said, oh, with a whole serious face. And I was like, oh, yeah. I like, my sons. Man, they are so protective of me, which is so sweet. But I tell them all the time, like, you do not need to protect me. I am not your job. I appreciate the love, but man, mm-mm.
And he just wasn't having it.
He wasn't, no. The way he will just kind of hover over me.
I have noticed. I do notice that. He's a good kid.
He is. You know, and then Major is the same way. Like, he's just like always watching me.
Yeah.
Like, making sure. Because he'll be like, did you eat? Eat your food.
Aww.
If someone like, hey, can I have some? He'll be like, no, that is hers.
Yeah.
Eat your food.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Like,
too.
He's very, like, always, like, it's like, I feel like, is that just a boy mom thing? Is that, like, just the whole, is that for everyone? Like, is that just how it is? Like, maybe, I get it, like, people get older and things mm-hmm. happen, people get estranged, but in general, especially as they're younger, like, like, do you feel that way with Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mama's boy kind of thing, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. When he was younger, oh my God, if he could get back in my skin, he would. That's yeah. how he was when he was younger. And I truly take it for granted.
Yeah.
I took it for granted because now I'm trying to get a pen, you know, pencil in some time. And, yeah. you know.
I know.
That once Mama's boy is like, just, you know.
Yeah.
Busybody grown man now.
I know.
But he has his ways of letting me know still, I see you.
Yeah.
You know, the location thing.
I mean, I know how he feels about you. I see it and how he talks about you. I think for sure.
I appreciate that. And, you know, it's always easier to talk about your parent to somebody else, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But he does have his little ways. He checks the location, obviously. Like, if work, I'll come home from work and he's like, how was your day? I'll tell him. And I'm like, oh, I was out and renting or whatever. And he'd be like, yeah, I saw. He'd be checking.
I know. That'd be funny. My dad be like, my dad will say, he'll be telling me a story or something about me being somewhere and something. Yeah. And he'll be like, ask, you know, Kevon, where's your mom? I don't know. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said he'll pull you up so fast. And
yeah.
Listen. If he knows I'm just taking the kids to practice and that's like, that's what the night is. Well, not as much now because he's not home to eat, because he's usually at that time at the gym now. But when he would be home mm-hmm. after football practice, at a certain time, he'd be calling me.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at?
Mm.
Practice was over at 8.
Aww.
And I'd be like, we're on our way. He'd be like, actually, I just checked. You're still at the school. try me again. Like, bring your asses home. I don't know what's going on. It's a Tuesday. Bring your ass home. You guys have homework and shit. Like, he's parenting.
I love it.
But yeah, I feel like I love the boy mom dynamic.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I also feel like I get to see a tenderness of them.
Oh, absolutely.
That probably other people don't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I just, yeah, I wanted to, yeah, bring that
We're
up.
Their comfort, for sure. Mm-hmm. They're, I used to get jealous of my, I know this is going to sound weird, but my, and maybe it's just a sibling thing, but I used to get jealous of the way my mom was with my brother.
Yeah.
You know, same. Oldest, and, you know.
Yeah.
Her firstborn, all that good stuff. So, I mean, shout out to my mom. She loves her kids, but she still do be babying that man. As bad as she be want to try to talk, she still baby that big old man. And that's okay. That's her baby.
Yeah.
And, I feel like that. I feel like there's nothing like a mom and boy relationship. It's the sweetest thing to me. Not to say it's not, you know, a mother and daughter or, you know, father and daughter. Yeah. That dynamic, but I could just say that I truly do love it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, we'll get into the mother-daughter thing later in a different episode, but it's also special and we'll get there, right?
Right.
But, that's a deep one too for me. But the boy mom thing is, you know, it is a way, it's a different love. It's like a first, it's a different love that I just, not that it's different from my daughter, but as a grown up, when you first have, I mean, like the different loves you've had in your life when you have, you know, your children and stuff, but the way my sons look at me.
Yeah.
I think that's what sometimes is like, and they know me.
Yeah.
Right? Like they get the good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah.
So And they still rock with me. So,
you know, kids are resilient too. We don't give our kids enough credit, but there's something with these boys and their moms.
Yeah.
It's different.
I think
it's really
sweet
different
that they, want to protect us. I think it's, sweet. But I do tell them all the time, like, I appreciate it, but you don't have to, but I get it. My brother was very protective of my mom.
Aww.
I mean, he was very protective of me. He was a protective person, but
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Thought I'd bring that up.
I think that's sweet. It is. But I mean, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I think, really, like, have you ever seen that show? It's on TLC. I might get it wrong. Mama's Boy, Dating a Mama's Boy, or something mm-hmm. like along those lines. I tried getting into it, but there's obviously a fine line. Between being a little too, you know, weird with your son. And I think that show, I'm going to have to remember the name of that show because now it's going to bug me. But I tried to get into that show too because I thought, oh, how cute, Mama's Boys, you know? It just kind of was weird. Weird. But then you see relationships like, just for example, over the weekend, what's the Kansas City Chiefs player that just had a picture of his mom?
Likely. No, Worthy. Yeah. Well, Worthy.
I can't remember the name of it.
It was Worthy. I don't know. I'll look right now.
To have her, and I was going to express it later when we had talked about some sports, but just the way even she was like, not a lot of people get to meet their...
Oh, so sweet.
Right? Not a lot of people get to meet their...
Favorite player.
I got to raise mine.
I instantly thought of my boys.
Girl.
Ugh.
I see. It's hard to talk about it without getting like emotional because I do. The way I love that boy, and I'm not, I don't know how it would be to be a mother to a girl.
Yeah.
I can only speak off of just being a daughter. And I don't know that experience is really, you know, fitting. What I will say is just like this, I didn't know that I needed a little boy the way I
that's
do.
Mm-hmm.
Like he is like.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. See, yeah. I'm trying.
I totally get it.
It's hard. And I knew when we had talked, when you'd picked the topic earlier, I was like, how am I even going to get through it?
Because no, it's okay. You're supposed to feel.
He changed my world.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that having a daughter wouldn't have. I'm just saying, I think that for me, being a boy mom,
you were meant to be a boy mom.
For sure.
I will tell you I was a boy mom for a very long time. I mean, only a boy mom.
Yeah.
For a very long time. And I thought I could never be a girl mom.
Yeah.
And that there was no way. And that I was going to be terrible at it because, you know.
Yeah.
However, I will tell you, the love runs just as deep.
Yeah.
And
oh,
the
for
feelings
sure.
are just deep. It is definitely a different dynamic. I will say that the relationship I have with my daughter is almost like a soul connection.
Yeah.
I literally feel like she and I are connected soul-wise sometimes. Yeah. Anyways, not that I don't feel that way with my boys. It's just different.
Yeah.
It's the same deepness. It's just different in how the connection is, I think. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Because I feel very connected to my boys.
Yeah.
Like, probably all three of them. I can just look at, and we all three have moments where I will look at one of them and they know what I'm thinking mm-hmm. and I know what they're thinking. So I think, yeah, you're right. It does feel the same, but I think you were just meant to be a boy mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just worked out perfectly.
And some days I feel like I rock the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously.
That's just being a parent though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I guess you're right.
We have our days where we are like, yeah, I'm doing this. And then there are days like, yikes. At least I got up, huh, guys? I showed up to work at least.
I know.
That's okay.
I know.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
We love our kids. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
we should, right?
I was going to say, it's kind of frowned upon if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit.
For sure.
You get a little bit judged.
A wee bit.
Yeah.
Well, enough about them. Okay. I think we should just move on to some fun stuff. You got some stuff to get off your chest? Let's do it. Let's see what we're going to talk about.
Girl, let me tell you.
Well, did you want to start with fun stuff?
Sure. Sure. I will start. Let's go. So let's start out really quickly. My friend Boosie heard the podcast and he has since apologized to his daughter. So shout out to that. I didn't deep dive into it because I didn't have the energy. I hope it was a real apology. I hope it's taken and accepted. And I hope that that brother heals and can accept his daughter. And hey, I hope you stop talking to people with microphones. And I hope we don't talk about this again. Anyways, moving on.
That's fair.
Oh my guy, Boosie.
That little sugar plum.
That guy. He's a funny guy. Anywho. It's back to what you were at, where you were at last week. I think it was last week. I can't remember. When you were talking about the shit you saw on Facebook and the just knocking the women down and all that. And I have had the same experience. Mm. However, it was a girl-on-girl crime.
Oh.
Yeah. And I see it often. And it's not, it's just like constant, it could never be me. Okay, girl, but it could.
And it has been. Probably. Let me say that.
Yeah,
probably. It has been, sis.
And it easily could be. And it could be for anything.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why is it that we constantly have to feel like we have to one up each other or pull each other down in order to be up? It's almost like the only way I can be of value is if you are not. Mm. And I don't get that. I think that, I think it's important to have, I see like Lucy, she's got brothers. She can get down when she gets down, you know, she plays football with the boys and all that, whatever. She can hang out with the boys. She does. She's her brother's on football team and there's like a couple of sisters and that's about it. So, you know, she hangs out with the boys a lot, but she's a girl's girl.
Right.
Like she loves having girlfriends. She is just all about empowering her friends and rooting them on. And she just has a little group of friends and they're all so encouraging. You got to see at her birthday party, like how those little darlings just rooted her on and they were just all so happy for her. Like no one was, you know, bitter,
it was genuine.
Upset. It was just a bunch of girls just having a
being good girls,
just happy and just multiple times getting up, just having me to make toast. Like, I am just so happy for you and we're just having the best time. Like, it's just like, she loves her girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And I just think, like, I hope that she continues to stay that way because it just gets so draining to constantly get online and anywhere, not even just online, anyways, it's constantly having to tear each other down. It's really unfortunate. And I feel like as I've gotten older, I value my girl friendships more.
Yeah.
Like as I'm older, like I have mom friends. Like I say that because like obviously that's the people we connect with easily is because we usually meet them around things that we're attending for our children.
Yeah.
You know, I have friends that are from school and stuff like that, but again, they're also mom friends, right? Like, cause that's how we, you know, kind of relate a lot. So, but I value that. Like I need those people because they understand what I'm going through at times.
Right.
And, you know, and just like even you and I, like I tell you all the time, like when we're together, like it heals a part of me and I'm not being weird. I'm just saying like our friendship, like it puts me at ease. There have been times where I have spiraled.
Yeah.
And I will just text you. And just because sometimes, and it doesn't even have to be to tell you what is going on, just to like because as like, I think it was yesterday or today, I don't know, we text a lot. We have time, we have days where we will just like text, you know.
The entire day.
Like throughout our day. Yeah. Like we will always have like on and off conversations, but so I can't remember if it was today or yesterday, but we had probably a good month's worth of conversations in a good 2 hours.
Yesterday. That was yesterday.
Like the different, like where we were going. We were here, we were there, we were everywhere. Yeah. And not in a bad way. It's just that, you know, like you get me through certain things. You get me through moments that I need just a little pick me up and encouragement. But like, even when we, like when I was talking about, you know, coming here tonight and Lucy was like, I hope you have a good time or have a good night or something. And then she goes, of course you are. You're going to be with Miss Diana. You guys always have fun together. And it's just like, I hope that she grows up, that she gets to have those friendships and those bonds with women. But seeing her the way she is with her girlfriends now at her young age, I hope that that continues and that the sourness that we put on each other and the like negativity that we're constantly pulling each other down, that she doesn't have to feel that way and that it doesn't take her till her adult. Like she's very old to have, like, obviously I have friends that I've had 30 years. Right. You know, I have a couple of friends that I've had my whole life. You know, so, but things like that, like, but I just, it saddens me like to go on there and I feel like it's so often, hence the fact that I so often do take my social medias down for, you know, almost, you know, just a cleanse, give myself a break, my anxiety a break from constantly comparing myself to everyone in the world.
That is the tough part about social media.
Yeah.
The constant comparing. And obviously I've mentioned it and I'll continue to admit it because I'm guilty of, you know, stepping on another's shoes here and there. And not necessarily to make myself feel good. Just sometimes it's like I feel like if I'm getting it off my chest and I'm talking my shit, I'll feel better.
Yeah. And I think we all do it.
But like I said, I'm working on trying not to do, you know, give too much that energy because I've said it on several occasions. I've been through all of the friendships that felt obviously genuine at some point, but the slightest things would cause such ripple to the point where like we're obviously not even friends anymore.
Yeah.
So my thing for the friends and being a woman, like I'm just now learning how to be friends with women and not because like they're jealous or I'm jealous or it's not any of those things. It's just women, as much as I love us, I am one. We can be such facetious creatures.
Yeah.
And there's just some times that I just genuinely don't have the want, need, or energy for any of it.
Yeah. And I think that's part of like getting older. I feel like we go through different phases and there's a lot of insecurities and things that we have when we're younger that we start to unpack and heal from. And if you're doing the work,
right.
You know, as we get older. So I think that in our big age, for sure.
Yes.
Like, it's time to just, let's love on each other. Let's pick each other up. And I just hope my daughter continues to be that way. And I just think sometimes it just feels like it's too much. Like, it's like you guys make fun of people for everything. Like, there's literally nothing you won't make fun of people for.
Agreed.
And it's like, come on, guys.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, not that I don't laugh at shit. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying us as a people in general. I'm not saying like everyone but me. I'm just saying in general, like we all, you know.
Right.
We just got to be nicer.
We can all do a little bit better, but I think it definitely starts with us women. I do. I think it definitely has a lot to do with us women as well. We're catty creatures, man. Like,
so are they.
They can be. Okay. They can be.
Let me tell you about a Facebook group I'll add you to. And then you sit on that for a week and tell me what you think. I'm not going to name it.
Rats. Well, you know, all right. Well, I guess fuck me and my theory, huh?
Yeah. I'm just saying, everybody, let's all kumbaya.
I agree. I love it. And you're right. Pouring into women, that's important. And, you know, being able to have these good, solid friendships, that's very important, especially when you are dealing with things in life. I suffer from depression and anxiety big time, big time. I mean, big time. Yeah. Like, it can get crippling at times. That's how bad it can get. I was taking medicine for it for a while. And I didn't like the way it made me feel. It really made me feel out of touch. It made me feel like I was being phony, like I wasn't being myself. And I know that's weird to explain, but it just made me feel like I wasn't just trying to be me, and all I wanted to do was not feel sad.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason. And it's hard when you don't have people around you that can somewhat even understand what you're going through when you hit a spiral. So obviously last week I had a rough day at work, and then I sit and I stew on that, and then the next few days I just start spiraling. Like, I just feel myself starting to slowly disconnect. Mm-hmm. I'm getting shorter with my answers. It's almost like I don't care about nothing, and I don't want to be bothered.
You check out.
I definitely do. And some spirals are far worse than others. But I definitely feel this one, and this one's not as intense as they've been. But I hate the fact that I didn't for a while have the support that I do now as far as girlfriends go that are mature enough mentally to be able to process things in a different manner, as opposed to going through those episodes spiraling and then being around people who have genuinely no idea what it's like to even take care of their own mental health.
Yeah.
Let alone know that a friend is like suffering.
Yeah.
And that feeling, that you never feel so alone ever in your life.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say that there were friendships while I was figuring out that I was heavily depressed and dealing with anxiety. And then obviously all of that intensified after we lost Julian. So like, I was really going through a lot of things that girls that I had bent over backwards for couldn't wrap their head around.
Yeah.
No mercy, no grace, nothing. Nothing was ever given. And it was always about them and how they felt and what I wasn't doing. And I, to the point where it's brought so much, like, trauma that, like, I feel like sometimes I overcompensate in my current friendships because I go through my spirals and I do disconnect, and I do know that that you guys see it and feel it. Yeah. I do know that.
Yeah.
So then when I come back to life and I come back in the picture, I feel like, let me make up for the way I was just being so shitty. And then I ponder on that.
Yeah. Which is in your head because you're not actually being shitty, right?
Like, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, that's what the depression does to you.
It's a cycle.
It genuinely makes you believe that you are just this big piece of shit.
Yeah.
You don't need to exist.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
It's very hard.
And especially when
it's okay.
And especially when you're surrounded by women that you've done so much for.
Yeah.
And they just genuinely do not understand that sometimes people struggle and
yeah.
just But I think about it now, and those very same women that, you know, I don't deal with no more, that was God.
Yeah.
That all of that was God. So,
to be fair, he will do it.
Oh,
he
absolutely.
Will clean house.
Absolutely. And that is why I stay faithful. That's why I stand firm in my faith. And that's why I'm grateful for everything, because if he wouldn't have shown me in the way that he showed me, I would be just like them.
Yeah.
And still, and I'm not trying to be shady. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I am not trying to be any of those things. But again, my hand was the one extended.
Yeah.
It wasn't the other way around ever. And the fact that I never, ever got any mercy while I was trying to figure out why I was so sad about nothing. Like, life, I hate when I have to say things like this. Life is good, and it's been good.
Yeah.
I just, something in me just flips, and I can't help but, like.
When you know it's depression.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I just, and it gets, like, sometimes, like I said, it gets so bad that I just, like, I tune out, and I just, like, I can lay wherever my body, and it's a corpse.
Yeah, I totally understand. I get depression as well, but my biggest hurdle is my anxiety.
Like, yeah.
I am,
the panic attacks
is
bad.
Wild for me. I do take medicine. If I do not, it gets bad. And I go to a very dark place, because mine is, it's a mix. It's like the anxiety is there, but it's, then I get in these deep, dark places where I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't have the option to not do anything. So you got to keep going and do what you have to do, but it's a struggle. And then to have the outside world still existing, right? And they're still doing that. And it's like, sometimes, like,
yeah,
I've felt like in the last few months, like, I've had a couple of moments I mean by like days, like, you know, where it got bad. My anxiety took me to a place where I wasn't sleeping. I was sick. I was like, it was tough. But then also there was so much shit going on in my life also from the outside. I felt like I was just taking blow after blow after blow.
Yep.
All while trying to, like, also still parent.
Right.
And exist and not lose my job, you know, but still go to work.
Right.
And it's hard. It's hard. So I definitely get the checking out, because I do get the tasks done, but I'm not talking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not hanging out. I don't want to do anything.
Right.
I have to be around people. I definitely know how to put a smile on my face and get through a function if I need to.
Yeah.
I'm not great at it. I've been told many times my face tends to
tell
story. My secrets.
Yeah.
But I try.
Right.
So I get it. It's hard. But I agree. Like, feeling alone on top of that.
Yeah.
Is brutal.
And we're young, like, at that, like I said, when at that point you're young, you don't experience it. It was taboo. Mental health was like, what? You're not sad. You need to just get it. Like, you know, that's basically where we were at.
Yeah.
And so, like, it wasn't, like I said, it's not like I just wake up and I'm like, I want to be sad for the next 5 days. Like, I want to genuinely just cry.
Right.
To cry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, obviously, everyone's always like, a therapy and counseling. Yeah. Yes. I'm not against it. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying that I am terrible with the commitment thing.
You're not ready.
So I'm just not ready to deal with it.
That's the thing. You're not ready. And that's okay.
And, you know.
Just got to keep trying different things, till you find whatever does work for you.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that has been obviously a work in progress as well, because there's obviously a lot of different changes in my world. You know, we'll tap into those eventually. But, you know, just so many changes, so many adjustments, so many new comings, so many, just so much that I just, you know, and so many things to be thankful and grateful for that I just can't, I don't want to let it consume me because there's so many positive things,
but
you know.
Being depressed isn't something you can control.
And that's what I'm trying to express is that, like, even if it's like, because sometimes I think like, I think that men can be like, you know, oh, it's, are you on your, like, they're quick to be like, are you on your period? And I'm like, it actually has nothing to do with my
period. I don't get depressed on my period.
I don't. In fact, like, I mean,
I have sadness. I get emotional from time to time, but not depressed. There's a difference.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, the sadness when, it's different sadness. And you know, and if you've experienced or suffer from depression or you know, like, you know that there is a difference between being just sad for the moment or you're like something in you, you just can't.
And it's not like mental health. Yes, it's your mental health, but it definitely can be very physical.
Oh yeah.
Like I am physically in pain because I feel like there's an elephant on my chest or I can't consume food because the thought of it makes my stomach turn or you know what I mean? Like I can't stop having these headaches. I can't sleep. There's, you know, my back hurt. I get tons of back pain from my anxiety.
Wow. Cause it does it like,
that's
it makes
where
you
my
tense.
Anxiety manifests is in my back. So when if you see me like doing a lot of that, it usually means I'm
very anxious.
Yeah. It's so like, I just don't.
Like you've been doing this entire time.
No, this is me just wiggling and trying to get comfortable. But you know, like if you see me like stressing, like stretching a lot and stuff, like mental health does manifest in you physically. And
absolutely.
So like, I wish people could really realize how important it is that we need to take care of it because being anxious and stressed all the time isn't good for you.
Absolutely not. No.
You know, so I just, you know, I'm big on trying to get help for my mental health. However, I'm not great at it either because I'm scared of it. Yeah. I think that it's almost a fear. Maybe it's the anxiety.
Yeah.
But that it's of even having to tap into some things that I don't know that I'm ready to face some things yet. But I know that, at least for me, if I don't take my meds, there are, like, it's dark. Two times it has happened to me where I have just haphazardly forgotten to take my medicine for a certain amount of, and obviously it had to be in, like, a couple of, probably several days. But it was bad.
Yeah.
And both of those two times, it got to the point where, like, I almost wanted to claw my skin off.
Ooh.
The anxiety was so physically painful and draining, almost. Like, it was, like, all over me. It got bad. It was just, like, I couldn't sleep for days. And it was just, like, my heart couldn't stop racing. I couldn't eat. Like, it was just bad. And that happened once. And then the second time, it was, like, it didn't happen as bad because I was, like, oh, crap. You haven't been taking your medicine. And sometimes it happens, you know, I get busy and it just, I have a reminder on my phone. I suck at using it.
Yeah.
It sends me the reminder and it hangs out there.
Yeah.
But right now I'm doing great on it. And I try to be, and I'm generally great about it. Do I still get anxious and depressed sometimes, even though I'm on it? Yes.
Yeah.
But there is a huge difference when I'm not. Yeah. So I don't think that's going to be forever. I think eventually, but I'm still have a lot of work to do and a lot of healing and a lot of therapy and things like that to do. And I'm just not ready to do it all yet. So I'm a work in progress, but I am miles and miles away from where I was. So
for sure. And I have to give kudos to you on that because that's a lot to admit, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. It was actually kind of, as we were starting to get into talking all about it, I kind of was like, I'm going to have to get pretty raw here because it's a serious topic. And then being a mom, you know, I not to say that depression doesn't hit men the way that it hits women. We are just built different, men. And it does things to us that sometimes what I will say is that I have had a pretty supportive male counterpart in times where the panic attacks have been like almost like we might have to call the ambulance. Like, mm-hmm. 'Cause those are scary to witness. Mm-hmm. So I am thankful for that now.
Yeah.
Again, obviously things haven't always been that way, but just the depression, it gets real. And ladies, we can be a lot more honest about it too.
Yeah.
And I know, I mean, I feel like we can talk about that stuff a lot easier than men do, but,
I think our society is getting better.
For sure.
I get that we're not there, but I definitely feel like it's, we're talking about it more. People are a lot more people are doing the work. That makes me happy.
And what I want to just circle back with in the way you started out with, your conversation, just, you know, giving people a little bit more grace and being a little bit more kind, because it's true. You really don't know what anyone is dealing with.
Yeah.
Like at all.
No. I'm sure everyone's got something, and maybe just not today.
Right.
But you know, we all are working through shit. We're all doing our best.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And I'm not saying like, I'm not going to have my days where I'm going to be like, oh my God, if you shut up and get out of my face.
Well, you know. It happens.
That's part of depression. I'll just blame the depression.
Well, and we're also works in progress, so
yeah,
we're not going to be the finished product yet. So we're working on ourselves, and that's what's important. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. I guess I will say that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I appreciate that. I appreciate that I have you in my world, and you know, my other sisters that just allow me to be me.
Yeah.
And support it. So
you're pretty cool.
Thanks.
I like you a lot.
Thanks.
So yeah.
Thanks.
You can stick around.
And ditto.
Dit to the O.
Yeah.
Well, now that we've been like really big sappy babies.
Yeah.
Which was fun, right, everyone?
No, that was depressing.
I'm gonna
go home and stew on that.
No, for on what?
Because it was depressed.
It wasn't depressing.
It wasn't.
It was fine. It was important.
For the day.
For you. It was important. That's the point.
Yeah. Right.
Because that is one thing I will say about like you finding your thing. I did want to mention, I forgot about it as we were talking.
Ooh.
But I will say that doing this podcast has been so healing for me, even though no one's heard anything yet. Right. And it doesn't even matter that part, isn't it? It's not even just this in the conversations. It's the work. It's the pouring something. This is just for us.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've had something that was mine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's,
and just mine. That's not.
That's how I feel about it.
Denise the mom, Denise the employee. This is just Denise.
Yes.
So I will say that this is helping me for sure.
Good. I'm glad.
I did want to mention that.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love you.
Oh, I love you. Moving on.
Let's get into our favorite part.
Let's switch gears and talk sports.
That's forever going to be my favorite. My best little buddy. Where do we even begin? Because the world of sports has been dynamo.
Yeah. Well, I don't have many things outside of the NFL and fantasy, but I had a couple things I wanted to mention.
Yes, ma'am.
This one is sports related because I'm talking about sports people. But the Met Gala announced their co-chairs and their theme for the Met Gala in 25. And the theme is tailoring black style, like black men's suits, like black fashion.
Okay.
Men's black fashion. And two of the co-chairs are Lewis Hamilton, who is a Formula One racer who I adore, and LeBron James.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
So, yeah, that's pretty neat. Speaking of LeBron, Sunday, him and Bronny got to play together. You know, shout out to, at the end of the day, how fucking cool. Like, if I, please put me in the NFL with one of my sons. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, that would be awesome.
Listen.
So I just thought it was neat. I thought it was cool. Bronny made 0 points and people were talking shit, but he's a baby. Give him a minute. He gonna be all right. But yeah, I just thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was neat that to see them out there together. And yeah, I'm pretty sure his wife was very a proud mama and wife that moment.
I can't even imagine how high she was on life that day. I'd be out there. They would have had to ask me to go outside right. and wait for them because exactly. It'd have been something different.
Yeah.
That is dope. I didn't get to catch it. I just saw a couple of clips on it.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
But I thought so too. I thought that was adorable.
Yeah. Did you? Well,
who wants to bring it up?
Sid, I love you. It's going to be okay. Okay? We'll be back. My aces. I was heartbroken.
I didn't believe it.
I know, my girl Asia, I just felt like her hurt in her face. But man, at the end of the day, what a season for those ladies as well as my girl Asia. It was historic for you. And man, it was a tough season, but y'all did your thing, and man, see you guys next year. Go enjoy BAM. Yum. Yeah. Anywho. and the Suns got eliminated, so it's going to be the Liberty and the Lynx.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I didn't get that far. Once the Aces got knocked out, I was like, yeah, well, that was fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. That's my, that's my sports that's not really, the NFL or fantasy. You got any shout-outs that you wanted to show?
That was really it. Just the sharing that the Aces got knocked out and,
Yeah. Well,
that was it.
We can hop over to
fantasy. Yeah, I'm so depressed about that.
I had a revelation this weekend.
That's actually probably what threw me in my spiral.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I have something to say about that. In a minute, I'll get there. yes, I am not doing great in my family league at all.
Yeah.
Okay. However, elsewhere,
phenomenal.
I'm that fucking guy.
Okay.
Okay. I allowed myself to get wrapped up in the family one and just really let it define me, and I shouldn't have. Because I actually went in there and looked this week. I'm doing great because in our league, I did jump up to second place this week.
Whose league?
The Hall of Famer League.
Okay.
And you were in fourth.
I was in fourth.
Oh, you're in third now?
Yes.
Okay, that's nice. But I'm in second. Pretty sure you're in fourth when I looked, but that's okay.
Stats got updated.
But that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention that I am no longer going to doubt myself. I do not think I'm coming back in the family league because I'm in ninth place.
I am in tenth.
Yeah, but crazier things have happened. Who knows? But so Nico Collins went on IR and he was on my roster in every league.
Yeah.
So, Major this morning when I came downstairs, he goes, "Dang, Mom, you were changing lots of players today." I'm like, "Yeah, I lost a player. Derek Carr is out as well.
But I
had just gotten rid of him, so I was okay for that. But man, the fantasy IRs are injuries in general are killing folks. But a quick update on the little kids.
Yes,
league.
Yeah."
Your girl is still 5-0. Let's go. I'm at the top.
I cannot.
I am. Major has crept up to third. I am a little scared because last year he was very close to the bottom and then he came back and he won the whole thing. So in our family league. So I do not ever doubt him when it comes to fantasy. So
he's the Aaron Rodgers of fantasy.
Yeah. But obviously I am the Tom Brady at the moment. So shout out to me.
I wouldn't go that far.
But I did want to ask you something about your fantasy.
The other day, tread lightly. Yes, we asked the other about this day, fantasy.
You mentioned, the other week, you mentioned that you're new to this and you don't really know what you're doing. but I wanted to ask, did you know that you're able to get new players and switch them out?
No.
That is a very important part of the game.
I understand that.
Yeah, I'm going to have you take a quick tutorial because I was looking at it and I was like, why is she keeping these players in?
Yeah.
And then Major was like, maybe she doesn't understand. Maybe she doesn't know what she's supposed to do. And I'm like, why isn't she asked?
I don't want to be fucking judged.
So I said,
judged.
You know what? I will ask.
Well, thank you for embarrassing me. But yeah,
you shouldn't be embarrassed.
You
we
are
just
absolutely
told some
correct.
Very personal stories. So we're in there.
Yeah, I'm more worried about this football thing, okay? Fuck my life. It's football, okay?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I could because I really would be, I'd probably be in a better position if I knew what the fuck I was doing as far as trading up and down. Whatever.
Yeah. For sure.
So are we ready to like...
That's what I got. We can go ahead and go to our favorite place, and that is the NFL. I'm going to let you go through your highlights, and I'll just jump in and add mine after if you want me to.
Let's talk about the headline of the week.
Which one's that?
My boy Robert Saleh.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
Fired.
Yeah. You think Rodgers made him got him fired?
Let me tell you a little something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know why the Jets organization even thought to let that man go.
But Hackett stayed.
Hackett. Whom Aaron Rodgers brought with, by the way.
I know. Your offense is the issue.
Aaron Rodgers. The head coach being fired because you were 15 for 45.
You really think he did it?
Doesn't fucking mean the head coach is the problem.
Well.
I'm just going to throw that out there. Moving on. What I will say is that it was sad because I really had a lot of faith in him. Yeah. I was rooting for him for sure, obviously.
He'll land somewhere.
Oh, for sure. He's going to take the rest of the season off and he's going to enjoy it with his family, which he should.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he just
Rodgers
wasn't ready.
Rodgers did say that he said it's falsely patent or some shit like that. He said no, he didn't do it.
I used to really be a fan of good old A-Rod, but no longer am I after this.
That's fair.
Termination.
This termination.
Did
you see, can I?
Go for it,
Did you
yeah.
see?
I can't see my.
The Saints, Casey, when the defensive tackle, Colin Sanders, caught that interception. The big lineman.
I think they said
he was 223
Holy
pounds.
Cow.
I mean, 323 is what they said. He throws a pass to Juju and Smith-Schuster. And it like, it looked like it kind of tipped his hands or something like that. But anyways, it bobbled. And this young man, I don't know. I'm sure he's young because he's younger than me. He caught that ball. And when I tell you he ran for 37
yes.
yards.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Major and I were jumping up and down like, go, go, go. We wanted him to get that touchdown so bad. I just thought that was such a cool and neat play. And funny enough, his brother is Taylor Swift's backup dancer.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were playing Kansas City.
That is not...
It's so random.
Yeah. I wanted
was
to be
that
rude.
Not random? I
yeah,
was like,
it was. I wanted
what?
To,
how random is that? She's at the game
rude.
And your brother intercepts. That's funny.
Yeah, I wanted to be rude and say I really don't give a shit about
well,
Taylor
that's
Swift.
Unnecessary.
I know. That's why
that's
I
silly.
Stopped it.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs are still undefeated alongside of the Vikings. I love the eye roll.
Well, I told Major it's going to be the Vikings. And who did I say? The Vikings and somebody else in the Super Bowl. Because what is happening with the Vikings?
What is going on with the fucking Vikings, huh? Yeah. Well, either way, they are still undefeated alongside Chiefs. And my notable mentions, you jumped ahead of me. And only because, for whatever reason, I wrote all of my notes in a very light shade of ink. So that's why I've got the flashlight here.
Okay.
Did you see, you mentioned, the injuries.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of them and which means there is a lot of rookies getting placed in these Sunday games. Yeah. There's about five rookie quarterbacks going in that I am like, this is the new world of football.
Yeah. Minshew got benched.
I did not see that.
Minshew got benched.
Ooh.
For Aiden O'Connell.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, to be fair, at the game, he was passing most of his passes to the Broncos.
So. That could be a problem.
I'm kidding. I love him. I wish he was. Well, no, Joe Flacco did his thing. But still, you know, shout out to Minshew. Do your thing, bro.
Okay.
But the young man is coming.
Okay. All things Niners, just for a sec. My guy Huff. We had him one game, and I think he played a play, tore a ligament, so he's at least out for a month.
Yikes.
Still no sign of Greenlaw in the progression on his injury, but he was seen on the sideline in his street clothes at the Cardinals game, putting his hands on motherfuckers. He's wicked.
Wicked.
He is a fucking wicked good time. He needs to put his goddamn uniform on and get back out on the field since he wants to put his hands on people. That's what we need to do.
Okay.
Jake Moody, my kicker, who was already, he was a decent kicker. He's out with his ankle.
Yeah, I had to drop him today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I still got a lot of questionable players. CMC is not, actually, I take that back. No. CMC is not cleared to play still.
He's not coming back till playoffs.
They said that they think he is coming back against the Chiefs.
Okay.
If his current if his current progress continues without any setbacks, he is due to return week 7 against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bro said he's extending his honeymoon. He's out of there. He's on vacation. Anyway,
stop being a jerk. And then I had Kittle and Warner out. But they were officially on my way here. I got the update. They are good. They're cleared and they're going to be set to go to play against Seattle here this week, which I'm excited about because I really wanted to see. I really wanted to see both of them out on the field. I have to, and I haven't decided which jersey I'm going to wear. But right now, I just did. My Warner jersey. I'm wearing my Warner jersey.
There you go.
Let's go. Let's motherfucking go. So that, and gosh, I mean, obviously outside of all of the other injuries starting all of these young quarterbacks, the youngest one being 22 years old, that's Drake May for New England.
I saw that.
Can you fucking believe that?
That's a lot of pressure.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
What? You wake up at 22 years old and then all of a sudden you are
the starting quarterback.
Hang on, I got you there. Don't worry. Don't trip you, motherfucking chocolate chip you.
Well, while you look that up, I was going to say about the rookies, the Bills, Keon Coleman. I just wanted to say that I love him and I adore him. And I just think he just seems so adorable. And
aww.
I was so happy that he got his first touchdown this weekend.
Aww.
So I just it was against the Texans too, who I really wanted to lose just because they're in my division. But man, those boys balled out.
They
are a powerhouse, man. Damn.
Well, that is who they are sending Drake May out to face.
Well, young man, I will be praying for you.
They are definitely sending him into the lion's den. That
for
is going to be
sure.
a great fucking game now that we're thinking about it. I mean, now that we're talking about it, obviously, Miami still has their...
What happened with the car? Never mind.
was Carr.
What happened with the Cardinals this weekend? What happened? I didn't see it. I heard about it. No, I'm saying I didn't get to see the highlights or anything to see, like, what happened? Did you see it?
It was a hard fought game.
Good at least.
We lost by a point at the very last fucking minute, but we beat ourselves, honestly.
Yeah.
That was a winnable game. Let me tell you something. My team should be included in the conversation of the Vikings and Kansas City being a 4-0 team right now. This should not even be a thing. We have literally let ourselves beat ourselves each and every game. And I love my Niners, but I am fucking over it.
Yeah.
Over it.
Yeah.
That's
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bucks and the Falcons, they played Thursday Night Football. That was an OT win for Atlanta. That was actually a pretty good game. I don't know if you got to catch it. I just got caught bits and pieces of it. Kirk Cousins. Okay. He was 42 for 58. 500.
Oh, that's what I said. I said it was going to be Falcons and the Vikings in the Super Bowl.
Really?
No.
Oh.
This ain't going to last.
No. 509 yards.
I know, bro bald.
Out.
Yeah.
Out. He said Baker, who? Baker what?
Yeah.
Baker these nets is what he said.
Yikes.
And he did that. and then earlier, just to touch base on that punk ho Aaron Rodgers, he was 29 for 54. Robert Saleh was the problem, though.
Yeah.
I just want to put that out there.
Got it.
The Ravens won in OT as well, 41 to 38. Joe Cool was 30 for 39, though, 392 yards in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Not terrible, but, no. I mean, nice. The Ravens did what I said they were going to do.
Yeah.
That Jaden Daniels, the Commanders.
Man.
You brought him up once, and I dismissed him.
Yes.
Let me apologize right fucking now.
That young man is a fucking dog.
His stats were incredible. I apologize.
Yeah, he's balling.
I apologize. They're cooking over there.
Yes.
I watched that game.
Yeah.
They're fucking cooking over there. Yeah. And after I made fun of the Cardinals losing to the Commanders.
Yeah.
I lose to the Cardinals.
Yeah. And then
And then the Commanders went ahead and reminded everybody, okay, you wanted to laugh. Yeah. We were serious.
Yeah, that young man is
they did that.
Doing his thing. And I hope it continues for him.
Oh my God, those.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. My quarterback wasn't too fantastic. He was up there with Aaron Rodgers, 19 for 35.
Yeah, but he's still up there in the quarterback ranking I saw today.
I'll get to that here in a sec. Jordan, you're right. And actually, I wasn't going to get to that because I don't want to talk about anyone's quarterback because I don't. Jordan Mason had a decent game, 89 yards, 14 carries. Ayuk, 147 yards. Geno Smith, during the Hawks game, he was 28 for 40. That was a notable mention. I just had to because they lost as well over the weekend.
Yeah, they did. And they're still on top or no? I didn't look. I'm asking.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, that's annoying.
You're telling me like I don't effing know.
That is annoying. Well.
But what I will say, the top five rushing yards came out. And it is, King Henry is still at the top. Duh. 572 yards.
He's just running through people.
Coming in second, my guy Jordan Mason from the Niners, 536 yards. Saquon Barkley in third from the Eagles, 435.
Was a good trade, huh?
Josh Jacobs with Green Bay, 402. And then Hubbard from the Panthers, 393.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, that's solid. Those were some solid stats. None of the games over the weekend were that... there was a couple of good games, but some of the games that I thought were going to be like, woo!
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
There were games.
My Colts lost 34 to 37. Now, mind you, they started the fourth quarter 10 to 20.
Agreed.
They were down 14 points at 4 minutes and 50 seconds left. And then Joe Flacco just went out there and, you know, was doing some goat shit for some reason and sending them, throwing that motherfucker across the damn fucking pond to Alec Pierce. So shout out to my boys for fighting. I hate the Jags. They are in my division. That is why I'm pissed that we lost. But when you see that, it starts like, okay, but we're fighting and something's working. Some things, like, we need our quarterback back. Like, we need to make sure we're all healthy. And I'm going to keep rooting for my boys. And yeah, I feel absolutely. Like we can get some things done. So, I mean, what a hard fought loss.
For sure. I don't know that I thought it was going to be that close in score. So, I mean, that's a plus. That was a pretty high scoring game.
It's a high scoring game, yeah.
Yeah. Meaning, never mind.
There was some wild shit that was going on.
Yeah. Sure. That I can agree with.
But we also didn't lose to the Cardinals yet. Or maybe we did, probably. Fuck, I don't know. I can't remember at this point. This season's been tough.
I wouldn't talk too much about what your Colts have lost to either.
You
okay,
better really hope you don't lose to the Seahawks tomorrow.
I really would appreciate that you are going to put me in another spiral here. I'm going to disappear after that game if we lose, and everyone's going to be like, "Where is Diana?" Yeah, bitch,
I'll find
her
at the spa on Saturday.
Bitch,
y'all
wish you was nice to me today, motherfuckers.
I also wanted to mention Dallas's win.
Why?
Did you see it?
No.
26 seconds left. Fourth and goal. Dak Prescott to Talbert. After, like, the way they got to fourth was just some bullshit after bullshit. And
oh, like the refs were just like, go ahead, burst down.
No, like, oh, there's the ball on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Shit like that. But, you know, Dak did his thing. I don't like to admit it. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. You know, there's just some teams you're just like, I just don't want you to win. Sorry. But it was a cool win. They did beat the Steelers, so I was happy about that. My nephew was watching it, and I just looked at him, and I was like, the Cowboys were losing at that point. And I said, man, Steelers beating, huh? Never could be me, right? Because we had just won the week before. And then I come downstairs and Dallas beat their ass. And I just made eye contact and he didn't speak to me for the rest of the evening. But we're good now. So, yeah, I just thought that was a pretty cool play. And I'm really hoping do not have Sunday games this weekend. I do not think I have anything to do other than, you know, like take care of my home and things like that. But I'm hoping I get to watch some actual games
football
at the time it's happening instead of like
highlights
on YouTube later on or what I've recorded. I'm looking forward to that because I miss it. But my son plays on Saturday and good luck to my uglies. I hope they go 7-0.
Okay. Where are they at?
I'm not going to give you the location. I'm just
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. At the physical address.
I will drop my pin.
What we were doing. So, yeah, you're right. You're right. That was just a natural, like, conversation question.
No one's going to hear this anytime soon. So, actually, but we don't.
You never know.
Yeah, who knows? We might have a stalker or two.
We do be having some fans, Frankenstein.
Quit playing. No, leave Frankenstein alone.
Any user. Well, are we ready to get into some predictions here? Because I got a few.
Let's do it.
Okay. So obviously, Thursday Night Football, which is tomorrow, October the 10th, Niners and Hawks take the grand stage. It is a Seattle game, and the Niners are going to win in Seattle.
I hope so. I truly do.
Moving on to Sunday, which is the 13th, obviously, fun list of games. Jacksonville versus Chicago. They are actually going to be in London. Again, another early game. Those are fun. I didn't mind last weekend's early game in London. I actually liked that.
Yeah.
The house was peaceful and quiet, and I got to enjoy the fucking game. Yeah. Too bad it's two shitty teams, Jacksonville and Chicago. I'll take Chicago, though. Arizona versus Green Bay. I'm taking Green Bay. Colts versus Titans. Going with the Colts.
Fucking hate the Titans. Keep going.
You're lucky because I was going to go with the Titans, but my gut said don't do that.
I don't care what you guys go with.
Shut your mouth. Houston versus New England. I'm going with Houston. I actually want to watch that game.
Yeah, that would be good.
Tampa Bay versus the Saints. I've got Tampa rocking that back.
Shout out to Papa.
Shout out to Papa. Cleveland versus the Eagles. Obviously, Eagles, no brainer. Commanders versus the Ravens. Even though the Commanders have been kind of hot, I am still going to go with my Ravens.
Yeah. It's almost like...
He's the rookie in the vet. Yeah. Kind of. Oh, yeah. But that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's going to be a really good game. Chargers versus Broncos. I have the Chargers taking that. Steelers versus the Raiders. I do have the Raiders taking that. Lions versus the Cowboys. Lions automatically. And you know what? I hope the fucking Lions bury the Cowboys. Boy, when I tell you, I hope Detroit walks in there and shuts that motherfucker down 10 minutes into that bitch. I hope they do. Nice. Falcons versus Carolina. I've got the Falcons. Bengals versus the Jets. I mean, Giants. I've got the Bengals. Bye week, just to throw it out there, the Chiefs and the Vikings, even the wicked need rest.
Yeah. For sure.
So they are the
come back rested to continue
to just murder
everyone.
Cause yeah.
That's what we had on our NFL bingo card this year.
Yeah.
Is the Vikings.
That part. But even the wicked need rest.
That part.
Monday Night Football will be the 14th, the Bills versus the Jets. Again, I hope the Bills get out there. And remind Aaron Rodgers what a piece of shit he is. Everyone would tell me, like, why do you like him? Why are you so supportive of this guy? He's such a dick. And I'd be like, no, he's a Leo like me. Rock the fuck on, you know?
We've learned.
I do not get along with all Leos. That's intense. That's actually pretty fucking sad because I think Leos are the dopest in the world.
You and one of them are very close. And I guess
that's the only one that matters to me.
To be fair.
You're right about that. Fair. It was Aaron Rodgers for a moment, and I hope you're listening. And even if you're not, I hope one of your friends are, and I hope they fucking tell you what a piece of shit you are. You are a jerk.
I'm sure all 20 followers.
29.
Nine
don't years. Play with me.
Have a Aaron Rodgers' friend in their back pocket.
He can still kiss my ass.
Yeah, that's true.
But either way, I am so excited to indulge in another fun-filled weekend of 4-day weekend at that. Just putting myself back together.
You're awfully braggy about that.
I had to because I had a shit. I'm going to soak this one up. Terrible end of my week last week. So yeah. I deserve the end of this week.
You do. Enjoy. I hope you come back rejuvenated.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Self-care.
It works.
Let's do
99%
it.
Of the time.
Let's go to bed. That's some self-care.
I'm hungry, actually, so I'm going to eat.
My stomach's been growling.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, everyone. Well, we will chat with you guys next week. And remember to make sure to grind gracefully.
Bye. Bye. Guys.